episode 996, Vision in a World of Good Intentions.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is a brand new week, and I hope you are excited because God is preparing a way for you. For this week, it's going to be incredible. You got to be searching for it. We're talking Mindset Monday today. Vision in a world of good intentions. Yes, we've got to go deep. I hope you're ready. Put on your thinking cap. Let's do this. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Having a vision is important. We know that. It's good to dream big. But what does your vision in a world of good intentions look like? How does it serve you? Do you even think about it? Do you walk around in your world and you just kind of do your day and you have responsibilities, you have your duties, you take care of the children, you feed them when they're hungry, you do the laundry, you vacuum the house, you go to work when you're told, whether it's at home or afar and you have to get in the car. What is it in your world? What does it look like? You know, are you dreaming big or are we back to shrinking and we're dreaming small? A vision is something that is bigger than us. A vision usually involves, well, you know, a bigger plan. And in my opinion, it's taking it up to the highest level ever. And it's God's vision for your life. So today when we're talking about vision in a world of good intentions, I'm putting it in a context of faith-based application. So understand that there's a lot of things out there in the secular world that talk about mindset. It talks about vision. But I'm here today to bring in the faith-based look at it. That's where I want to come from. And so yes, if that's something that makes you uncomfortable, I'm sorry. But you know what? I want to plead with you. Stay tuned. Maybe there will be something that will be tugging at your heart specifically. No one is here by accident. I believe that you are here listening for a reason. So let's talk about this vision in a world of good intentions. And let's talk specifically about good intentions. We all have good intentions in life. We get up hoping to serve our fellow neighbor. Maybe we don't have a plan. We don't have it written down in our calendar. Take a 12 dozen amount of cookies over to our neighbor to make him feel good. Maybe we don't write it down like that, but we have good intentions. Most of us out there as a whole, even though yes, there's bad in the world, most of us are out there to do good. We have good intentions. The thing is though, they're limited by only our own vision, what we can see. And what we can see is maybe only 10 to 20 feet around us. What God wants to do is he wants to show you his 300,000 foot view from way up high in the sky, in the heavens, the kingdom that he has created, because you were created on purpose for a purpose. But what happens with us? We've got this vision in a world of good intentions. We want something, but we limit ourselves. We get in our own way. So I want to talk about why do you need a vision first? This is kind of going to be a three-parter, and we're going to continue this conversation. It's not going to stop here just today. There is so much in regards to vision. I've been doing some research on this, reading books, and people that I know, like, and trust that I've listened to for over the years, people like Andy Stanley, John Maxwell, all of these amazing authors and people of God who are sharing their wisdom, and I'm taking it and saying, okay, now let's put real life practical meaning into it. Because it's all great. We can buy all these books. We can have a library. I was looking for a book a couple days ago in search for it. I had to get my daughter with me because I couldn't find it. I knew I had it. I didn't know where it was because I have books all over the place. I don't have one room. I need a library. I need a place. Maybe that will be in our new house. Yes, we're moving still. And maybe I can look for a library, just a room just for me and my books. But you know what? It doesn't do any good to have a book up on a shelf. You need to be able to put it into practice. And that's why here at Create You Now, we talk about the kisses, the keep it simple strategy, everyday solutions, what you can do and apply in your everyday life. So why do you need a vision? Well, it keeps you focused on what matters because you matter. God didn't create you just because he was bored. He had nothing to do. He has plenty to do. He doesn't need more to do. He created you because you matter to him. So when you have a vision, it keeps you focused. It also fuels your motivation. It keeps you going. We all want to be motivated, right? That's one reason why we do 2 inspirational, sometimes 3 a week. We do them on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Sometimes we throw in there Saturdays or Sundays, depending upon how I work the reflection, the relationship builders. And on Thursdays, we have that special My Strength is My Story. Those are all motivational, inspirational. We need that to keep us going. When you have a vision, it fuels your motivation. 3, it cultivates your creativity. I love that. It's probably one of my favorite things. Yes, I know. I'm a little bit artsy. Not as in I can draw really well because I so can't. I'm into the stick figure. But I love the music part of it. For me, that's where my creativity is. And your creativity, it could be with numbers. You could be creative with numbers. I've got brilliant friends that they're like Einsteins when it comes to numbers and figures. And me, I can deal with them, but I wouldn't call myself creative with them by any means. They know them as if it's a second language. Okay, so when you have a vision, it cultivates creativity. It keeps you breathing. And I like to think of it as it's the sticky stuff. You know that sticky stuff in a really good donut? That keeps you coming back for more? Yeah, that's the kind of sticky I'm talking about. It keeps you connected. And that's what we need. We need to be connected with something bigger than ourselves. Obviously, I believe we need to be connected to God, yes. But the vision, what we're supposed to be doing with our life, that some people talk about, well, what's your passion? That's why we're diving deep on this. So your vision, you need a vision because it keeps you focused on what matters. It fuels your motivation. It cultivates creativity. 4, it stirs your faith within your heart and soul. We all need to be stirred up. We get too comfortable in what's happening in our day to day. We got to stir the faith and know that this is real. What we're doing has impact. Live, love, and impact. Now understand that with a vision, there's a process involved, right? And then when you kind of have the process, it sets you out onto a journey. And then there's eventually a destination. And most of us are interested in the destination. You want to lose 50 pounds. You want to get there at the destination. You want to see what it's going to be like when you're 50 pounds lighter. That's where you want to get. And you're not really interested much in the process, but God says, I am. I'm interested in your process. Why? Because I develop your character then. I develop and strengthen your faith in me. I develop your trust. I open your eyes. I stretch you. You see, the process is important. And we like to just kind of throw that part away. We want to get on our way. We want to run as fast as we can to get to the end. And God says, that's not my purpose. Yes, the end results, they're important. But you know what? It's not the end. It's just the start of something new. Have you ever noticed that when you finally reach your goal, you set another goal? It may not be anything to do. Let's say your goal you're focusing on is weight loss. You get to that, but all of a sudden, then you have another goal after you reach that weight loss goal. It may not have anything to do with weight loss. And then you're off on that goal. It's a continual cycle. It goes on and on and on. It's a process. Life is a journey. And God wants to be a part of that process. He wants to build you up. So why do you need a vision? Well, now you know why. Let's talk about how do you get a vision? Because I know you want one, right? You know you want a vision. And maybe you are a big dreamer. Or maybe you put your dreams on the back burner. Your mom, your dad, life got in the way. Or you let life get in the way. Maybe you got married too young. You had children, maybe too many, too fast. You know, we weren't even planning on having children. We had 2 when my husband was in his graduate studies. Yeah, not planned. Then he continued his education. We had 2 more by the time he was done with his residency. And then we had another one when he finally got out into the real world. That was not our vision, to have a basketball team. My husband probably would have been happy with one. I would have fought for at least two, and I got five, and I would have had 20. My vision was a lot bigger. My husband's was a lot smaller. God somehow created the vision that he wanted for us. But sometimes we try to create it ourselves, right? Those good intentions, like, okay, this is how I want it done. This is how I see it. Maybe that's how you're seeing your life. This is what I want for my life. What do you want for your life? Yeah, they're good intentions, but you have to look at the vision that God wants. So how do you get a vision? Number one, you have to spend time with God. You got to spend time with him and be honest with yourself. Okay, maybe this is a little early bird on confession day, but how much time are you really spending with God? This is not to make you feel guilty because I'm looking at myself in the mirror. There are times that I am rock solid. I'm like, yes, I get like those triple, duple, double stars. I am the best there is. And then there are weeks that go by. And God's knocking on my door and says, hello, are you there? I miss you. You got to spend time with God. You got to find that time in prayer, in quiet. And that may mean you got to get up 15 minutes earlier. I know my workout time is my God time. Yep. He stretches me and I cry as I stretch my muscles. It's a win-win for both of us. And I think he likes it that way, but it's my time. And that's how it's worked into my schedule. Five children, a husband, a business, another business, a move. I mean, selling a house, everything. It just overloads. Talk about a wedding cake. You know how they have all these layers of life? Oh yeah, look at all your layers of life. There's a lot of them. So you got to spend time with God. And number two, you have to hang out with visionaries. If you're not hanging out with people that are big dreamers, you're not going to be a big dreamer either. Think about your best friends, the ones that you're really close to. So that may be one, two, or maybe just three. I'm talking about the ones that you would go to the cross for, you would die for type of best friend. They've been there for you, you'd be there for them, hands down. They're like more of a sister or a brother to you. Are they visionaries? They see something bigger than themselves because you want to hang around those people. You want to have at least one or two in your life. Sometimes we don't have that. We have the 9-to-5 friends, the ones that they're there when we need them. We're there when they need us, but we do the same thing. And we're okay with that. We don't need to do anything else in life. We have no bigger dreams. We're okay. That's being a little bit, you know, comfortable in where you are. We're going to talk about contentment in a minute, but you got to hang out with visionaries. So think about it. Ask yourself, am I doing that? You want to hang around those people who challenge you. Oh, those people, they make you uncomfortable. Sometimes they make you mad. And it's not because they have something more than you do or what you're seeking out. They just have a way of telling you that, you know what, you're really good at this. Why haven't you thought about doing something like this? They try to stretch you. They challenge you. They're like, why are you settling? You deserve more. Think about those people. And number three, you have to be in an environment that fosters vision. That means you don't want to have people who are too comfortable, that work in the closed door factories. You want them to be open-minded, seeing that, yeah, there's more out there than just what's right in front of you, the 100-foot view, what you can touch, what you can see, what you can feel. God's vision isn't like that. God's vision is much bigger. Sometimes he allows you to see glimpses of it. Maybe he sends it to you in a dream. Or all of a sudden you have a fleeting thought, and then that fleeting thought repeats itself 2 months later, 2 years later, 2 decades later, and you're like, I'm too old for this, God. And he says, what's my vision? It's me. It's my vision for you. Pay attention. Be in an environment that fosters vision. So you got the idea of why do you need a vision? Pretty simple, right? You now know how to get a vision. Pretty simple. We're going to dive a little bit deeper into that later, not right this immediate second. But now I want to talk to you about the plan that God has for you. He is preparing you a way. He's already gone before you. He would not give you these visions, these dreams, if he did not believe that you could fulfill them. He is seeking you out. A lot of times we think that we're seeking God out. Yes, we are doing that. But God is saying, I need you to do this. And in order for you to do this, and I've got to move you from here to there to here to there. Think about when you're going on a road trip and you map it all out. And you're like, okay, I got this. And here's your starting point, right? We all have our smartphones and we can see our little dot, our starting point. And we want to get to the other little dot. And we look at it and it says it's going to take us 10 hours to get there. For a vision, it may take us 10 years, 15 or 20 years. But we want to fast forward to that destination. But God says, no, you can't do that. You see, what's going to happen is you're going to go from here and you're going to stop right over here in this little town and something's going to happen. When that something little happens, I'm going to be there. And I'm going to show you that, oh, you got to backtrack a little bit. Oh, man, are you serious? I got to go down the alley. I don't want to go down the dark roads. And he takes you back. And then he says, okay, now you got what I need you to go to this next town. And you get there and you're like, well, that was easy. This is awesome. Yet you're still looking at your GPS saying, but I want to be over there already. God has a plan for your journey, but you have to be looking for what he's preparing you for. You can't get complacent with where God has led you previously. Now, let me explain that a little bit. I went through a very terrible storm. I've been through lots of storms, but one that really shook my world, and I've shared this with you, is when my husband told me I've fallen out of love. And it was a devastating, oh my gosh, out of body experience, like, what the heck am I doing? And you see, I was living my life, the world of good intentions, that was me, I was in it. I thought this is what God wanted. And I had it all planned. I was doing stuff in the church. I wasn't like a bad girl or anything. I wasn't doing the drugs. I wasn't drinking. I wasn't smoking. I was the good girl. I really was. At least that's what I thought. I had the good intentions. But God says, no. I have a bigger vision for your life. And you are limiting yourself. So therefore, I am going to strip you of everything. And that was the most uncomfortable position to be in. And it hurt. It hurt me. But I realized that my eyes were open that I was living in this world of good intentions. So I said, okay, Lord, I surrender. I'm done. And I can remember running on the track. I told this story. I was running on the track, and I wasn't a runner before. So first it was just walking, right? And I would walk one lap after one lap. I would do 7 to 11 miles a day. I would do this every single day for multiple reasons. One, it was to get in touch with God. I had to get out of the house. My world was crumbling around me. I needed a world that wasn't crumbling. And outside in a stadium where there was just a racetrack and a football field, there wasn't many buildings that could fall on top of me. I felt safe. I was in God's creation. I was in nature. It was the closest way I could get to him. I would go early in the morning. And I can remember one day, I was beginning to run 2 and 3 and 4 miles at a time. And I would keep going and going and going. I'd be running like those 5, 6, 7 miles. And I was like, yes. And all of a sudden it hit me. And I fell to the end of the track. Now, this track that I run has something called the graveyard. And yes, literally on the other side sits a graveyard for people who have passed and gone on. But they called it the graveyard because their opponent that they were fighting, that's where they want to put him, was in the graveyard. And it was there that I fell to my knees and I realized, God, I surrender. You have all of me. You have me when I brush my teeth. You have me when I'm going to the bathroom. You have me when I'm applying for a new job, when I'm trying to build a business. You have me when I'm a wife. You have me when I'm trying to be a mother and I'm talking to my children. You have me in the kitchen when I'm cooking nutritional foods to feed my family, to give them strength for the day. Lord, I surrender all of me. And that's when the vision began to break out even more. It was at that point that God began to show his light bigger than me. And at times, I was frightened. But I knew that with God, anything's impossible. You see, I was still living in that world of good intentions. But at that point, it was God's vision, not mine. Maybe you have already been given something from God. And you've become complacent in that. You become really where I'm okay with where this is. He healed my marriage. I can't stay in that because God still isn't finished with me. That was just a starting point. Where is it for you? Are you content with where you are, what God has done for you? Maybe he's taken care of you medically, healed you of some horrific disease. Maybe he's taken a tragedy in your life and turned it into an incredible rainbow. And maybe in that you've gotten what? I'm okay with where I'm at. I don't want to try anything new. I'm okay right here. Right? We're living under our good intentions. But God says, no, that's not my vision. My son, my daughter, I have something more. You were created on purpose for a purpose. So that leads me to your kiss, the keep it simple strategy. You have to decide and commit to God's vision. And that's a scary thing to do. Number one, when you decide, that means you're all in. And not just when it's comfortable for you. When you have to make tough choices, when you have to get up early in the morning, you have to stay up late. Maybe you have to make those phone calls you don't want to make. Maybe you have to quit your job and take a chance on something else. But God is saying you must decide. But it doesn't stop there because number two, you have to commit. And when you commit, that means there's follow through. It's easy for us to decide. Oh, we can ramble that off. We are going to decide to lose weight. We're going to decide to be a better mom. We're going to decide to be that better wife. We're going to decide to eat more healthy. Yeah, that's easy, but are you following through? That's where number two, commitment comes in. Follow through. Don't drop the ball. You got to keep running with it because God's got more in store for you. Remember, his view, his perspective is so much bigger than ours. So you decide, you commit, and number three, you got to know the cost. What you're doing in his vision, when you are on board with him in Christ Jesus, that means there's going to be a cost. It's going to cost you time. Maybe time away from your family, time away from your hubby. Maybe you're going to have to travel some places. It may cost you some sleep initially. It may cost you in regards to finances. You may be investing differently. You may have to be saving up money. You may have to look at saying, okay, what can we do right now with where we are? Because God's always going to provide. But you have to be willing to know the cost and then pay the cost. Maybe it's location. Maybe he's going to require you to move. Maybe to an area that you said you would never go. Yeah, I know. I've said it a couple times. I will never live there. And I think God has a funny sense of humor. And he says, little did you know, you're going to be moving 27 times in your lifetime so far. And I'm like, Lord, isn't this the last stop? And he said, no, it's not. Decide, commit, know the cost. And then eventually you have to step into the vision. We're not going to go deep into that today because I'm going to save that for the next day. Not tomorrow, but yes, our next mindset. You're going to hear more about this coming up because we've lost the vision in our world today because we're living in a world of good intentions. And I'm here to say you got to scrap that. Yes, I still want you to live with good intentions. Yes, that's important. But I want you to live in a world of God's vision, what he has in store for you. I know it's scary. This may seem a little bit like, whoa, Christiane, you're jumping off the deep end. No, I'm not. Because God is developing through me things that he is wanting me to share with you. You are here for a reason. You don't sit here and just listen because you have nothing else better to do. I know you got plenty to do on your plate. And so I want you to listen to me here real carefully. Maybe you've had a taste of a vision and you feel like it's God calling you, but you don't know really how to sort it out. And you kind of want to talk to your spouse about it. Maybe your children are old enough, or maybe they aren't old enough, but you're like, gosh, if I mention it to them, and I know for me, I would go to my mom. But even sometimes moms can't help in this situation. So I want you to listen carefully. Maybe God's been tugging on your heart. And he's saying, you know what? You need to talk to somebody else. Somebody else who understands what it's like, number one, to go through what you're going through, but can help you see the greater vision, not just the 100 feet, the 200 feet, or the 5,000 feet, but the one that can see from my perspective, God's perspective, the 300,000 foot perspective. You want the heavenly perspective. I want you to take a chance on you. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. Let's set up a call. Consider it a vision call if you want to. But we can talk specifically on what you need. It's my gift to you. It's free. That's one thing that God has told me that I need to do is to give back. Some people say to pay it forward. We all hear about this pay it forward. However, the problem is maybe you're supposed to be the one on the end receiving the pay it forward. And sometimes that makes us feel even more uncomfortable. Don't. I want you to be bold today, right now. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. A little form will pop up and that will begin our conversation. We will set up a call, you and me. And that information that you put on that form comes directly to me. Nobody else reads it. It is confidential. And my puppy dog doesn't even get to read it and he can't understand words. So he doesn't even understand. So you're good. It's time to escape the world of good intentions and come into the world that God wants you to be a part of. His vision. Something greater and bigger than you. Click on that link. Take aim. I know this has been a much longer episode than normal. I really didn't know, honestly, what I was going to say. I took some notes and I just prayed before this saying, Lord, I need you to be the words, not me. I need you to prepare the hearts of the men and women who are listening to this across the globe. It's not about me, Lord. It's all about you. We're coming up to episode 1,000. And I want you to know that I don't take that lightly. We have over 1,000 episodes. They're just not our numbered ones because we have bonus ones. We have fit ones and kitchen ones. If you've been with me from the very beginning and you go all the way back, you'll see even some video ones. We have some workout ones. It's fun. So some things are going to be changing here as the next few months pass and into the new year. It's going to be exciting. But I know what it feels like when you kind of know that there's a vision there and you see it, but you're like, oh, I don't know. I'm getting these butterflies and it makes me almost feel nauseous. I know that feeling, especially when I have my root beer floats and I'm not supposed to be drinking those root beer floats. But God's saying, you know what? You were created on purpose for a purpose. And I love you right where you are. Come, trust. Come and know me more. Come, let me show you why you need to be doing, and let me show you a glimpse of it. Take a chance, because God will never let you fall too far. He's always there to pick you up right when you need to be picked up. Throw away those good intentions and walk in to heavenly intentions. Go capture that vision and see how it changes your life. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.